Sunday, May the 1st. Today I heard my father say, "Well, it's the North Sea for me, Pauline." I ran into the kitchen and said, "Don't do it, Dad. The economy is going to improve." My father looked puzzled. Perhaps he was surprised to hear such emotional words from me. I was surprised myself. Tuesday, May the 3rd. Back to school. Quite a few changes have taken place since I was last at school. Mr. Lambert has got married, and the headmaster is ill. He's had a nervous breakdown, so the deputy headmaster has taken his place. The school's a bit more relaxed now. We spent the first day back being taught how to study for the exams. 6 p.m. Started studying English, biology, and geography. 7 p.m. Decided to concentrate on one subject at a time. Chose English. 8 p.m. Finished studying when Bert Baxter phoned and asked for my help. His toilet is blocked again. Thursday, May the 5th. My father has gone for an interview for a job on an oil rig in the North Sea. My father, working on an oil rig. It's nearly as good as having a cowboy for a father. I hope he gets the job. He'll be away from home for 2 weeks in every month. Saturday, May the 7th. Spent all day studying with Pandora in her mother's study. Our house is intolerable because my father's so angry that he didn't get the job on the oil rig. I told him not to buy the checked shirts and jeans until he was sure he had the job, but he wouldn't listen. Now he owes Grandma £38.39. He borrowed the money from her to buy the clothes. Monday, May the 9th. The Prime Minister has announced that there will be a general election on June the 9th. How selfish can you be? Don't they know that May and early June are supposed to be a quiet time while teenagers study for their exams? I get an anxiety attack every time I think about the exams. I know I'm going to fail. My problem is that I'm too intellectual. I'm constantly thinking about things like, was God married? My brain's so full of these thoughts that I forget facts. Wednesday, May the 11th. Grandma has given me some brain pills to help me study for my exams. They're made from a horrible part of a bull. She said, "Your dead granddad thought they were wonderful." I took two this morning, but by the afternoon, I still couldn't remember the capital of British Honduras. Monday, May the 16th. My studying is being constantly interrupted by election candidates knocking at our front door and asking us to vote for them. Does nobody care about education in this country? Wednesday, May the 18th. Another candidate, green suit, orange shirt, nervous smile, has just left our house almost in tears because my mother wouldn't let her kiss Rosie. Thursday, May the 19th. This morning, I was shown a picture of a cottage in terrible condition and asked if I would like to live there. I replied in the negative. My mother said, "It sounds perfect. It's 3 kilometres from the nearest shop, right in the country. Wouldn't you like to get up in the morning and feed the chickens, Adrian?" I replied, "I hate chickens. They have cruel eyes." Friday, May the 20th. The headmaster has retired because of ill health. He's gone mad. And the deputy headmaster has his name on the headmaster's door. I've never been taught by him, but everyone says he's a nice man who talks about his family and who informs his class when he's thinking of buying a new car. Saturday, May the 21st. My father told 3 politicians to get out of our garden this morning. He said, "My son's upstairs studying for a better future, and your demands for attention are disturbing him." Actually, I was measuring my thing at the time, but their noise was disturbing me, and I couldn't concentrate. Saturday, May the 28th. Stayed in bed all day studying for my exams. Bert Baxter phoned 3 times, but each time I told my parents to tell him that I was out of town. The third time he phoned, My mother asked, "Was it anything important, Bert?" Bert said, "Not really. I just wanted to tell him that I think I'm 90 today." I felt so bad that I pretended to return from out of town and went to see him. My visit seemed to do him good. Tuesday, May the 31st. This will be my last entry until the exams are over. Courtney Elliott is coming to help me study for my exams. Must stop. His taxi has just arrived.